You want some of this crab cake, Yael?
No thanks, Don. But you should enjoy it while you can. Oceans are getting warmer, which scientists think may lead to high levels of domoic acid in our seafood.
That's a neurotoxin that affects people's and animals' brains, right? Makes them tired and disoriented, and sometimes causes seizures that can kill you.
And it builds up in some forms of sea life, especially animals that filter their food from the water. Domoic acid is produced by a microalgae called pseudonychia, which zooplankton and filter feeders such as clams, mussels, and anchovies eat. Mussels can get rid of it within a few weeks, but it stays in the bodies of clams for up to a year. Then crabs eat those clams, and when we humans eat those crabs, we're then taking the accumulated domoic acid into our bodies. It's a pretty high dose at this point, since the domoic acid levels in animals can increase as it moves up the food chain.
I remember reading about crab fisheries shutting down a few years ago because scientists detected unsafe levels of domoic acid in shellfish.
Right. Scientists have been able to test for the acid for a while, but they haven't had a way to predict when an outbreak will happen until recently. To do that, a group of scientists collected data about Oregon razor clams and climate patterns in the same area. They found that warmer ocean periods are strongly related to blooms of algae that produce domoic acid. Since we're seeing more and more warmer ocean events, scientists think we'll have more domoic acid blooms that'll make our shellfish unsafe.
I'd better get back to my crab cake.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.